Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
To the Think Loud Crew podcast. Shannon, what is up? What are you on this morning?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you on
good energy?
I'm on good energy. I was so hyped. I don't know why. I really do need a video camera in my car.
Oh, what happened?
I need y'all to just see me. Like, I don't think people understand. There's a whole different Shannon while I'm in the car. Like,
wait, this is good Shannon or crying
good
Shannon?
Good Shannon.
Oh, okay.
Good Shannon.
This is like fun Shannon.
I think that people don't understand, like, it's one time, like, when Parker's in the car, we listen to, like, great, like, oldies and stuff. Like, right when he gets out the car, it's, like, a different personality.
What did you play in the car?
I'm, like, ratchet. I feel like I'm going back in the day. I'm just, like,
Shannon's like,
bitch, yeah. That's me in the car.
Oh, my God.
And I really wonder when people drive by me, like, what is this girl going through? Because I'm always like,
you're turned up.
Always.
I want to drive
always
by you.
Always not turned up in the car. Like, on the way here, I was like, coming down like, yeah, the fuck, yeah.
Shannon has an alter ego.
That is my alter ego.
Like, I told him that the other day. I was like, I don't think you understand. My alter ego is just really just ratchet.
I feel like we all have one.
Yeah, like, what's yours? Are you ratchet? Is your alter ego ratchet?
Yeah, she's in,
like,
there.
Like, I feel like I'm like a city girl or like...
Ah, not a city girl!
Or like old school back in the day, like when we used to go to like house parties. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we have like, very... That's me, like...
Different experiences in the car. Shannon's listening to old school ratchet music. I don't play music. And Kyle, what are you listening to?
I don't play anything.
That's what I was going
to
ask you guys. What is your...
A lot of different things. It depends on like my mood. So I can listen to anything from like... Well, today I put on some Kodak Black, which I was surprised by because I've never really like been in the car and be like, let me put on Kodak Black. But I heard, what is it, Pistols and Pearls, and I kind of liked it.
Is that a song?
Is that a song?
It's his album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what I've been listening to. I listen to Afrobeats. Like, I listen to foreign music. I listen to, like, speeches sometimes. It really varies. And then Boz now has his own playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Parker has his.
Got the kids. Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to I listen to a lot of music, but my thing, if like I'm like trying to hype myself up or like
get in your zone,
get in my zone, it's Ratchet. Yeah. It's really interesting to me sometimes.
I really wish I liked music.
You don't like music like that?
No, I've never.
Really?
It's just been like.
I literally drive in silence. And
so you just think a lot.
I don't even know if I'm thinking. I'm just driving.
You're just in a zone.
Yeah, I feel like even from when I was a kid, I was never like, I was never in love with like an artist. I never liked an artist. I never fangirled over anyone except.
There was two things that Cheyenne liked.
I have two albums or two CDs.
What are they?
Eminem. Okay. And this was from when I was like 9. So I'm just like, who let Cheyenne me have that? Young. And then I have the soundtrack to the Players Club movie.
And what?
The soundtrack to the Players Club movie.
Okay.
And I only listened to one song on there, but
what
those
is
were
that
the
song?
I don't even remember, but those were the only two CDs that I've ever owned in my life.
Interesting.
I don't have Apple Music.
So can I take you? I put you on my
interesting.
Plan.
You put me on your plan, and then I think I deleted it, but I think I just put it back on there.
You're just
I got,
not. You just don't. It's not something that.
It used to give me headaches, and I think it was because when I was younger, I was really trying to, like, listen to the music, and I feel like because of the way my brain worked, that shit was like, turn this shit off. Like, we can't understand this shit. Like, we're not processing it as fast as you think we are, and your head is starting to hurt. So I really do think that, like, it just, from as a kid, it gave me headaches. So
until an adult, you're just like, I don't want that headache.
It's just now I'm just not, like, super into it. Like, I know some people who have to listen to music to drive or have to listen to music to clean or listen to music to do this or listen to this or do this. I don't have to do that.
She doesn't. However, there have been a few times where we'll get in the car and Cheyenne will play some song. And I'll be
and
like.
And everyone's like.
I'll be like, oh, shit. She's playing a song. And it'll be some song I've literally never heard of. And she will know it word for word. So I'm like. This little girl, I'm like, you listen to something somewhere.
That's
like,
what I'm thinking because
something you have, you it still
you
comes
know,
to you.
You know words to songs.
Because like, I have to sit there and learn the words so that it
no,
doesn't.
You don't.
I do.
Do you really? Do you sit there and read the lyrics?
I read the lyrics because then it doesn't make my head hurt.
So you can understand what they're saying to you.
Yes. It's very strange, but I have a very weird relationship with music. And then I realized that Zach, he likes music. He's into
that's
music.
What I was about to say.
But he's not like some huge music guy either. Like he doesn't have like playlists or albums or anything. So
Shannon,
like,
do you have playlists?
For our wedding.
I don't have playlists.
They kept
I'm just
on asking
random...
us for music. And we're like,
yeah. They were like, hey guys, what do we listen to?
That's me. Us. I guess like I'll play the music if I think about a song like back in the day or like now or like. It just comes in my head, and then I have to listen to it. Like, I have to get it out of my head.
I get that. I mean, I don't get that, but I can
but
understand
yeah.
that.
So, like, I don't have playlists. I don't have, like, so my music is all scrambled up. So if I just shuffle my music, you're going to get Spice Girls, and then you're going to get back
well,
that
ass I was
going
to say, you could get Spice Girls. I still have Spice Girls in mine.
That so it's going to literally,
like, some
or it's
going to
be like, yeah, it's going to be gospel, or it's going to be Wonderwall.
Here's, like, some
is Parker into music?
French song.
Parker loves
music.
Yes.
Parker goes.
Yes, Parker does love music. He loves all ranges of music from jazz to to rock. So, he loves music. Yeah. And I think that comes from my dad because my dad always plays music when he's cleaning the yard, he'll blast it outside, he'll, you know.
And that's the thing, I feel like we grew up on music.
Yes.
Like, with real instruments, like.
But I just can't get it. I'm not.
That's interesting.
I don't have to.
So your car is silent.
Yeah,
my car
90%
is
of the time, my
there.
Car is silent. Unless, like, I have other people in the car, then I'll turn stuff on for people. Because I don't have to drive in silence. But
that's
I prefer it. But then, like, I'll pick up Ryder from school, and her and Ayla will, like, give me like songs I want to hear, and I'm over there on YouTube trying to search the freaking songs and
Raining Tacos.
There's so many random songs for these kids, and I'm just like, these songs are freaking terrible. But I'm like, whatever, I'm not about to argue with you guys. So I'm in the car playing these songs, and then one day they requested, I think it was Ayla, she requested one song, and that thing was talking about Drop Your Booty Down, and I was like, what in the hell? She's like, that's a TikTok dance. I'm like, yeah, see, no. We're going to ride in silence now. Y'all done messed it up.
You're like, we are not dropping no booties.
No, and then Zach has like maybe like 10 songs in rotation that he plays, like a good 10, and that's pretty much all we hear in our house.
Bad Bunny.
On repeat.
Yeah.
I love that.
But Bad Ace Bunny. Only likes like very, I think he likes like two Bad Bunny songs. So like when we ask Alexa to play Bad Bunny, I have to keep on going. The next one until like it's his two songs.
Nothing else.
No. Yeah. I was never like I'm dying to go to this person's concert.
I see that because I have never died to go to anyone's concert.
I've never died, but I've gone to plenty of concerts.
I've been to concerts, but I don't think I've gone to somebody's concert that I like
was like, oh my gosh,
with.
I need to
where
go.
You're like screaming.
No.
Mm-hmm. I've like never saved up for a concert. I've been like, I'm but then when people go, I'm
like,
damn, advance.
That looked hella fun. Like when people went to the SZA concert, I'm like, fuck, I couldn't tell you one
SZA song.
I was just listening to SZA this morning because I was in my feels, but yeah.
Your feels about what?
You know.
No, I don't know.
You know.
Indulge us.
About what?
What's going on, Shannon?
Shannon, are you dating right now? People keep on asking me, and I'm like, I haven't checked.
yeah. It's complicated.
What does that even mean?
I think complicated means that I feel like I choose people that are not just all in. Mm. So I feel like I'm always, and I'm a lover, and when I love somebody, I love way too freaking hard, and then I fall in love too fast.
I was just about to say, do you fall quick?
I fall quick, and then when I do fall quick, it's like game over, because then
you showed all your cards.
I show a lot of my cards, but I think the older I've gotten, the more I'm aware that it happens to me. So then I kind of back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I don't want
to. Like that reality kind of sets in, and then you're like, oh, wait, this is what's going on.
Because I already know. Like, I'm 33, so like, I know how I am. I'm like, I'm a lover girl, but let me, you know, balance it out.
Have you always been that way? Or do you think that because of your age and like the pressure that you internally put on yourself to like want to be married, to have another baby, do you fall in love quicker to get to your goal?
That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question. I don't think so, because I also have in back of my head that it's going to sound so sad, girl, and I always say this to people, but like, I feel like I've gotten to my head that I might just be that single person forever.
That was very sad, girl.
Let me pull out my tiny violin for a second.
I can't even lie. I'm looking at you and I'm like, okay.
And whenever I say that out loud, people are like,
no, I don't see it for you.
Shut up.
I have that thought all the time. And then I'm like, that sounds crazy. I'm not going to be by myself.
How many people there are in this world?
There's a lot. And then I have to think about that. And then I have to think about how amazing of a woman and mother how great of a catch I am. Like,
you just have to put yourself out there. Like,
I do. And I think at this point, when people tell me that, like, I'm just like, no. Like, I'm over putting myself out there, because when I put myself out there,
what have you gotten in return?
What does that look
exactly?
It's also what does putting yourself out there look like?
Because I'm a praying woman, I think that I just need to continue to pray for my husband. I need to continue to pray for what I want in a man, what I deserve, what Parker deserves. And I believe that God is continuing setting me up for the best. And I know I just said the most sad girl shit of saying that I might be single forever, but at the same time, I go back and forth in my head, like, you know what? I could be content with that. But then at the same time, I know I'd be the most amazing wife, the most amazing partner, because who wouldn't want me?
Damn. Not the who wouldn't want me part. I thought you were going to end with like some inspirational shit or like a mic's drop type moment.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You know, it's crazy because I always try to, I don't always think about it this, but I do think about if I didn't have Zach, mm-hmm. and if I was single right now and it was just me and Ryder, what would dating look like? And I watch you guys date, you yeah. know, and I wouldn't, you're saying put yourself out there. That's I wouldn't scary. Even know where to go to it's put hard. Myself out there.
Exactly. Like, at these times,
that's,
like,
that's why I asked that, because it's like, that's a challenge for mine where it's like, I don't want to just have to be online. I would love to be like, here's a referral, or like, here's a good fan.
Not a
like
referral.
A, here's a referral to a man.
Yeah, no, when I say a referral, like, you know, the guy friends who have single friends who may be in like the same kind of environment or mindset, or, not literally like, oh, here's a referral, but just like, hey, like.
Yeah, I think I would go to like France. I think I would go somewhere else. I'm not even lying. Like, I really think that I would be like, I would ask my other single friend and be like, let's just take like a 2 week, 3 week trip and just go out into the world and see what
experience some
maybe your man is in Italy. Like,
that part. Amen. Hey, maybe he is in Italy.
Right. So do you have to find a man in LA?
No.
Would it be way more convenient? Yeah, but I still think there's so many people on this freaking planet that there's no way in hell that you're going to be single for the rest of your life.
No, that's true.
So I like because that you're praying for this person. Because it's like, we have to manifest these people too for ourselves. And like, we have to speak the energy that we want in them, that's essentially gonna like, we're pouring into ourselves, but they're also gonna pour into us. So it's, I love that you started off with, I'm a praying woman, because I think that's fundamentally.
Yeah, I think you have to have faith in, sometimes I'm a sad girl and in my feels, but at the same time, I know that God has a plan for me. And whatever that plan is, I know it's gonna be beautiful. To say that and to say that I'm dating, there's somebody I'm talking to, and he...
Hold on. Whole time there's somebody you're talking to, and we're talking about being a single woman for the rest of our lives.
But at the same time, I said that this is, like, it's a...
Are you falling
quick? It's complicated.
But are you falling quick?
Yeah. Huh? What happened?
Aw, Shannon.
But anyways...
Is he falling as quick as you are?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is getting good.
Then why is this?
So then that's not bad.
Because it's a complicated situation.
There's other variables.
There's so many different things within that situation. But anyways, I was going to say, he has made me realize, and he is very vocal, and it's something that I have prayed for in a man, to show me how great of a woman and how to love me.
Yeah.
Because I know for you, you've always told me, I want you to have somebody to just love on you and just be cute and just, like, adore me.
Yes.
And he has shown me that. So I feel like people have come into my life.
What?
I know. I feel like people come into my life to show me things.
Yes.
Rather it's a long term or short term, I feel like that I have prayed for, like, God, the next person, I need that man to just love me and not tell me how to
love them back.
Love them back, or make it hard to love them, or me, because I'm such a giving person, people take advantage of that. So don't take advantage of me, because the last person I talked to took full advantage of everything I had to offer and drained me of that. So this man came in my life and he's like, he tells me all the time, you're a queen. You are beautiful. He's like, you don't understand. He's like, how in the hell are you this single mother? He's like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And he has shown me that rather he's going to be long term or not, he's like, one day we had a conversation. He's like, no matter what, I need you to take from this situation that I hope I showed you what more you deserve.
Or what else can be out there?
Yeah, I think exactly. Like, what else? Like,
there's people there's men that will do the things that you want them or need them to do. And for, like, what you're talking about, when we were talking about you dating, I do think that you need a man that is going to love you really, really hard.
Yes.
To the point where I would think it's annoying.
Yeah.
But I think that you are that personality where, like, you feed off of that. And you deserve that. You don't deserve somebody who's going to be like
halfway
and not the cutesy, lovey, do the baby voice thing with you. Like, you want all that and more.
You
want
to be showered.
You do.
I do.
I feel like in everybody's own way, they want to be showered in whatever it is that they need. Like, I need to be showered in different things than, like, what you would need to be showered versus Kyle, what she would need to be showered in. But when I see you, I want you to be showered in, like, smothered with, like, annoying love. Like, someone who just wants to kiss you the whole time. And, like, you want to cuddle. You want to wrap your legs and do that whole wrap the legs thing in, like, spoon, like, interlocked. I literally see that for you.
Have y'all ever had a man just put you in a shirt real quick? Like, just come in here and just,
that's
like,
so cute. Be near. Have you had
my man's
recently,
not big enough to put me in
a shirt. I was thinking, like,
he wears a small.
No. But
at
you
first,
that.
I was like, what? He was like, come here, girl. Like, I missed you. And then put me in a shirt. And I was like, for a
how
second,
big is this man?
He's tall. And at first, I was like, wait, what? But then I was like,
I'm in your shirt.
So you are getting loved on right now.
Wait, are you dating?
I have.
She has a whole.
I feel like I'm turning.
Do you have a roster?
No, I can't do rosters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she has a whole roster. No, I'm like, tell us more.
Y'all know I don't do rosters. I'll entertain a roster for like 2 days and then I'm like, cool, this is too much for me. And then I like retreat. But I have like a friend right now. Like, it's still early stages, but like, they've been feeding and watering me in ways that I've been wanting. So I get it when you say, like, you want, like, the smothering to the point of annoyance is, like,
that's what you need right now.
Yeah, but it's, like, I feel like, so for me personally, I feel like I have this whole garden that's just, like, been running wild, and I need someone to help, like, rather than, like, water me, it's, like,
maintain it.
Let's trim it and clean it up.
Yeah, here's some, like, cleaning. Like, look, I see you're purging over there. Here's some new tools. Like, here's my tractor. Like, we're just gonna
why are we mowing
release
the,
that.
Why are we mowing the garden?
Why are we mowing the flowers?
We're not mowing the flowers. We are tending.
I just see this beautiful field of flowers.
I'm picturing, like, a rose bed.
Me too.
I picture this big guy with a t-shirt.
Hold on. Hold on. Embarrass me for a second. you've got your rose garden, you've got this, you've got that. But then there's this, like, this secret garden in the back that I don't let anyone see.
Okay.
And they're like, I see that secret garden, and we're going to clean up that secret garden. And, like, let's, I see that you're building all these beautiful things.
So in your own way,
things.
You're saying that he's breaking down walls.
Yeah.
Cute. I love that for you.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. You,
that was it.
The way you explained it was a little different.
Hey,
than
my brain works different, too.
But
so.
I think you're trying to say that he's just breaking down
walls. But also, like, watering and, like, here's some, like, let me feed or let me enhance over here. And
so he's breaking them down with intention.
Yeah, like there's a lot of intention, and it's been very, like, overwhelming, but at the
same
time.
Because you're not used to it?
I'm so not used to it, but I'm like, this is literally, like, what I've written out. This is what I'm praying. This is, like, the energy that I'm manifesting, and I didn't think it could be real.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think, like, oh, yes, I'm like, okay, love is, like, my birthright. Like, I know it's going to come to me in some shape, form, fashion that God, like, the creator, Allah has set for me. But I didn't know, like, what does that look like? What does that feel like? Because my idea of love has changed in so many ways, like, the more I live.
Yeah.
And now that I have children, it has changed even more, like, as a mother. And right now, like, after listening to Remy really speak and talking about her, like, divine connection and all these things, like, there's so much that I've learned from all of you in terms of dating and these relationships, whether it's, like, deepening a relationship with God, self, these potential partners. So it's, yeah, I feel like the things that I've been asking for or wanting for myself, I'm starting to receive, and it's, well, not starting, I've been receiving it, and it's just, like, wait,
it's nice.
What? Like, it's nice, but at the same time, like, I'm still, like, that baby step in.
But also, we have to learn to appreciate what, you know, what we've asked for. Because if you're going to ask God for things, you can't just be like, wait, hold up. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
You have to receive it. So it's really nice. Like you
so
said.
So what does your prayer sound like?
Your purr.
Your prayer. What does it sound like?
Oh, my prayer.
You guys have both said, I'm praying women.
I thought you said
I'm
my
praying
purr.
For my man or my husband. And I feel like a lot of times other women want to know what that sounds like.
I think my prayer, I'm not going to sit here and say, dear Jesus and all
that
stuff. But I think my prayer for my future man is to be somebody in my life. That's deep.
I feel like
say it
you
out
have,
loud.
I don't think that it's a bad thing
no,
to
it's
say.
Not a, it's not a bad thing.
I think a lot of times people joke around. They're like, I need that Sierra plant. I mean, that Sierra prayer.
Yeah.
So
it's a beautiful, that prayer
I
want to
know,
for me,
what you guys are putting out to get to what you're going to receive. And I feel like let's talk about what your prayer
my
is.
My prayer is to have a strong man in my life. To have a man, a God-fearing man, to have a man that's going to love on me and my son, to have a man that is emotionally in tuned with himself. Mm-hmm. I need a man who's in tuned with his feelings so he can be in tuned with mine.
I like that.
Somebody who's going to balance me out, somebody that's going to pick me up when I'm down, and I pick him up when he's down. I need a king in my life. That's what I need. I need...
Y'all hear this Shannon prayer.
I love this.
I need a strong king. I need a man that's gonna recognize the woman that I am, recognize a strong woman that I am, but not try to take away from me, but... there's a word I want to say because I feel like men try to come into your life and try to tell you what to do. And I already have a foundation, but I just need him to just
build with you.
Build with my foundation. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to, you know, taunt with it, but I need you to build with me. Build
you
with
have
me
a good
love.
Mold
I have
that
a
you've
mold.
Already created.
I already have
you
a mold.
Don't need to be molded.
Exactly. Yes. You. That right there. I do not want to be molded because I'm already in my mold.
This is me.
Yeah, this is me. But if you want to, but if you want to help me, you know, uplift me and put me on a pedestal, I'm here for that. I need to be put on a pedestal. I need to be raised So let me raise you while you raise, like, you know, vice versa. So yeah. I need a strong king in my life. And I have seen that with the person that has come into my life that I know that is out there, that I am worthy. So that is my prayer. And I continue to pray that. I continue to just want to breathe life into, like, that's what I need. I just need to breathe life.
I just imagine Shannon and this man just breathing into each other for a second. Like, not physically, but just, like, metaphorically. Like, you just see that flow. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I just see them, like, just really, like, really intertwined.
And I Cheyenne need that.
They're going to be pretzeled together.
No, like, you know, like, when you sit in front of somebody and then you realize that your knees have, like, yeah. Like, it's his knee and then your knee and then yes. His knee and your knee.
I need a man
and you're
to
that
just,
close. That's how I picture you and this man at the park.
At the park?
Yeah, like at the park. Like, damn. I feel like you guys hugging. Are hugging and you're sitting face to face and your knees are, like, interlocked.
Yeah, I just, I feel like I'm becoming softer, but at the same time, I have a huge guard up, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm yeah. sorry. I'm just thinking about how I just said I need a man with a lawnmower, a tractor to.
Yes, yeah. Girl.
And yeah, I mean, she was like, I don't know if that is yeah, what girl. You're trying to say.
You just said.
I'm so, like, my walls are so built up, but I'm, like, jumping over them. And I'm like, guys, I'm right. Or not guys. Yeah. But, like, I'm right here. Like, I've locked myself in my own little, like.
And I think we do that. And
castle.
It's like,
have you figured out what your prayer is?
So for me, even getting to, it was, how do I get to my prayer? Cause, like, I remember when Sierra's prayer came out, I was like, well, I'm just going to read this verbatim. Then I was like, in the mirror, in the car, bitch, you better get your prayer together. And then I was like, oh, you're not a bitch. Like, come on, girl. Come on, soft girl. Come on, queen. Come on, empress. I was, like, talking softer, kinder, like, more gentle
you
words
said,
to
you're
myself.
You're not a bitch.
The whole voice changed.
I was like, and then I was like, no, that's not even the
okay,
energy
so wait,
that
why
I want.
Do you mean
hold
you're
on.
Trying to work to
so,
get to
no,
your
no,
prayer?
I have my prayer now, but that kind of inspired me in that moment where it was like, what is my prayer? What does my prayer look like for myself? What does it look for me and my children? What does it look like for me and my career? Me and my, like, the different facets of my world? Like, I was, let me build my prayer out. So when I was doing that, it was really came down to, what do I want in my life? Like, mm-hmm. How do I feel? Where do I see myself? Where do I want to go? It wasn't, what do I want to contribute to someone else? Because I feel like for so many years, it's always been, what am I contributing to other people? Versus, like, what am I receiving, like, in terms of those men relationships? So what do I want? I want someone who's going to be, like, aligned with me. Not so much... Like you said earlier, men like to, you know, tell you what to do sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like they naturally, and I get that. So I do want a man who is a leader, but it's like, it's leadership that is aligned with, like, also my plan and my trajectory. It's not, oh, hey, I want to go over here. And I'm like, well, I'm building this way. It's, hey, I see what you're doing. It's aligned with what I'm doing. And it's in line with, like, who my trajectory, like, as my man. And this is where we're going together. So now... Okay, cool. We're in the same trajectory. We're in that same alignment. Now it's, what matters to you? What are your values? What are your principles? What are your morals? Like, what are your models, mantras in life? So I started praying about, like, what I wanted my man to be, like, what his character to embody. So it's like that balance of that masculine energy, the ability to listen and communicate, that protective and, like, the security that you receive, mm-hmm. like, in a man. And it's not just security, like, oh, I can protect you, like, get away. But it's, like, emotionally being mature, available, a safe space. 'Cause I have, like, yeah, I'm a person who emotes. I have a lot of emotions. But, like, I don't have a place to really funnel them into outside of, like, myself or, like, my family, which I can't always, you know, that's not...
It's not always the answer.
It's yeah. That's not the answer, you know? So there's a lot that I hold on my own where I'm like, hey, I want someone who's going to be able to help, like, or not
pull it
help,
out.
But be supportive as I'm learning to, like.
They become a balance.
Funnel
yeah.
them out. Yeah. So that's soundboard.
Yeah.
Someone who is going to say, hey, I know you have these, in, like, these endeavors. Like, what is your plan? Like, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, Kyle's doing whatever, but like, no one actually knows what I'm really working on. So it's like, I want that best friend element. Like, you know, these are, I want my person, you know? What does my person
your
look
soulmate.
Like? Yeah, my soulmate, my twin flame, my divine connection.
All of this!
Like, all of the shit, like, you know? So it's like, I want, you know, someone who's going to match my quirk, someone who's going to match my kink, someone who's going to match my sexual appetite. Like,
I think quirks is one of the best things, because when you and Mez were dating, it was Mom like, and I were like, she's so quirky and like
so quirky. Like, I'm so quirky. He doesn't.
We were we wanted, and I would always say like, Kyle needs to be with somebody who like almost like brings it out more.
Yeah. Because
you do. Sometimes you dim it.
Like, I am such a fun person, and people really don't even like scratch the surface of like, I'm a wild card. And when I say I'm a wild card, it's not like, oh, I'm wild, like, get your shit together. But it's like, I'm down to go have fun. Like, I'm down to speak with people, try new things.
You are very quirky.
You're quirky.
Spontaneous. Like,
you need somebody who can bring, not bring it out life. Because it's already out, but somebody who doesn't try to, like, make you feel bad for it or, like, dim it down.
Or, like, girl, don't do that.
And that's
like,
what it's embarrassing me. Understanding, like. So there's certain things that I have been working through my entire life where it's like, I'm aware of it, I'm mindful, now I can articulate it. And I want someone who, you know, who's going to be supportive of my healing journey versus using it against me or being like, well, why? Why? And I'm like, bro, I just gave you a whole full fucking dissertation on why. Like, you didn't hear, read, you don't, you know, I want someone to care.
I will say this, Kyle did meet this person, and she came to my house, and she was
the man with the tractor.
Yeah.
Is that not what we're talking about?
Tractor man.
The tractor man with
I don't know why we're calling him tractor man.
You said he was breaking down these rows.
Oh wait, but I met Shannon's friend.
Okay, we met Shannon's
person when I was sick last week.
Oh, he was at your house. When you were sick,
girl,
he was playing nurse or doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor?
Yeah. Well, he was the doctor.
He was the doctor who was
nursing her to health.
He was nursing me back to health, y'all.
This but is anyways, too much for me.
Kyle came, and she had her big personality, and she was dancing in my house, and
I didn't know he was going to be there.
It was the quirky energy that she has, and just like our friendship being weird, like.
Yeah.
Our quirkiness.
And what did he think of her?
And he texted me right after, and he was like, you guys are the most beautiful black women I've ever seen in my life.
Aww.
He was like, your friend, her energy was pristine. Like, he was like, I love the energy that you guys have with each other. He was like, I've never seen
that
like within.
Such a nice guy, Shannon.
Well, he said, I've never seen that within black women. He was like, I really love to see that. He was like, you guys are strong black women.
Can I ask, is he black?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's black. And I think just seeing, I think in the past he didn't date black women, but he's like, black women have such a nurturing charisma about them. He's like, black women really know how to treat their men.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling.
where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. I love submission. I want to be able to submit to my man, but like I need a man who's going to create the environment and embody that king, emperor, here's my dynasty, like, energy to even submit to. Because if not, what the fuck are we both doing? Like, that's how I feel. Like, with the goals that I have, I'm like, no, I can't sit here and play Twiddlywinks with you anymore. Like, bye. Like, I'm done with the bullshit.
I have more questions about these guys. Gosh. So does your guy have kids, Shannon?
Shannon is like, what's going on?
And I think...
more than one kid?
Yes. So
more than one baby mama?
No.
Okay.
So my thing going in dating, I never thought I would want to date a man who had kids.
Even though you have a kid.
Even though I have a kid. I don't know why. No, I do know why.
Okay.
Ding, ding. I raised my hand. I do know why.
I want to hear my why, too, because I used to feel the same way.
My why is because my baby daddy has different baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
And my first interaction with the second one was horrible. So I never wanted to put myself in that type of situation or be that person where the other woman would feel a type of way about me or feel like I'm coming into their life, that I'm trying to ruin them. And all these type of things. Like, I never want that to
you had such a bad experience that you weren't willing to put yourself in that situation again.
Yeah. I would never want to traumatize a woman. I would never want to make a woman to feel uncomfortable. I was traumatized. I feel like something that's probably I need to still talk about out loud to somebody. But then when he came into my life and all these things and all these thoughts in my head, I'm like, I could do this.
It doesn't have to be negative.
It doesn't have to be negative. And then I'm such an understanding person that I'm like, hey, girl, like, let's be friends. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you my story. And maybe you can,
we can find something to relate about.
Yeah, and you can, we can find
Can I ask if his kids are older or younger?
Younger.
Younger. Younger than Parker?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was another thing, like, you know, and then I'm such an I don't know. I'm such a person that's like, well, maybe this and maybe that. And maybe I have all the what ifs in my head. I'm an overthinker. So, like, I'm always thinking. I'm always like, are we sure the situation is good? Or, like, you know, are you still trying to make things happen?
Yeah.
So those are always all my
questions. Have you asked that question?
Yes, I have.
And apparently they said, I hope no.
They said no.
Okay.
But I think the factor is always the what if on the man's side, if that's a good father, of, you know, what that looks like for him as a father and, like, what that dynamic is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think for me, I would look at how much time has it been since maybe if they were in a relationship,
yeah.
How much time has passed? And what does your co-parenting look like right now without me even in the situation?
Right.
We tell a lot to their situation before you even get involved.
Even in that situation, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where I say it's complicated.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where I'm...
It's complicated, but it's still something that can be figured out.
Yes. Yes.
So don't be so quick to be stuck on the complications that you take something away from yourself that can be really good and life-changing.
And I was going to say, I feel like it's only complicated because that time is still being developed. Like, you're still learning the full, like, picture. So
and I think it's still fresh. I think it's still fresh. I think there's still, you know... We still have things to build. That's where I comes in with me saying to myself, slow down with like my thought process and with me loving this
It's hard
person.
When you get something that you want, you've been praying on and then you have it and then you're like, oh shit, I still have to make this work or I still have to like, we still have,
you have to do it the right way.
Build our worlds together. Like we can't skip a, we can't skip
You can't
the
skip steps.
Steps.
Yeah. You can't. And I think especially coming back to my age, I know age really doesn't matter, but for me, I feel like there's a slight pressure I put on myself. So, I will say that. Like, I put a lot of pressure on myself because
Is he older or younger than you?
A little younger than me. Maybe a year, two years younger.
Okay. Cloud, does a tractor man have kids?
Not tractor man.
She has.
But she literally said, she called him that.
He's mowing these walls
down. So we're not naming
not
names.
Like that. That sounded wild.
We're not naming names. Like, so I have to call him something.
Maybe his,
so
he is mowing
your
kids?
Lawn down.
He
your
does
walls down. Not your lawn, but your.
Not mowing my lawn.
Maybe your is your lawn hairy?
Okay, let's focus, ladies. We're doing great. Let's bring it back in.
I'm enjoying this conversation. This is funny.
He does have kids.
He has a daughter.
Okay.
Who is older. Okay. And that is also, this is the one thing that I'm like.
Hold on.
Yes.
He's older than you.
He's a year older than me. He's a Libra, like y'all.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
I'm going to say this. Ooh. Libra men are different.
They are.
They're not like us.
No.
Okay, little... so he has an older daughter.
Yes.
Older as in?
Like, around 10.
Okay, so that's a long co-parenting.
It's a long situation. There's a lot of history there that I'm learning, and it's been, like, a rocky history from, like, the start. So it's also... This is where I feel like in my prayers, I have not been clear about the whole kid situation or them having a kid, where I'm like, oh, I'm constantly like refining my
that's
prayers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I because think you're always going to have to.
I've dated men without, but like in the past, with and without. And my first situation where I was dating a man who had children, that was 10 years ago, and I'm still friends with their mom. I had a very different experience. So like I used to be like, oh, I actually want someone now that I have kids. I want someone who has children because they can understand like my schedule or that balance. But now that I'm like in it, part of me is kind of going back to, I don't think I want someone, or I want to be open or try a man who does not have children. Because I have a whole world that I enjoy. And I have tried to, I gave up my whole world that I enjoy to go try someone else's world, which was like.
You don't see that there's a way that these two worlds can be combined?
I'm working on this. So, I was just in the wrong world.
Okay.
That last world I tried working on. Yeah. So now it's how do I bring, like you said, bring my worlds together.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, homie does have, not homie, I'm not going to call him homie.
I like Tractor Guy better.
I like Tractor Guy too. Tractor Man does have a child. It does seem to be complicated. A little more complicated than
you would like.
I would like. Mm-hmm. However, it does not scare me because I've been in complicated before with children and I was able to bring clarity.
How does he feel about your situation? Because it would be interesting to hear if he's having the same discussion with his friends and he's like,
it's complicated.
It's a little bit more complicated.
He said she got
then
two.
I was like, I have two. I do and, have two. And they're across the country. Or they're not across the country, but my partner, my co-parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My.
Yeah. Which causes other complications.
Which causes different, and your youngest is young.
And my youngest is young, so it's always like that time. Or are you actually over, or like, are you just fake over? So
That's interesting. Okay.
It's, there's those things, and it's also like, I feel like, well, I'm in recovery mode from my last relationship, you know, just as a parent moving back to LA.
Do you start off with talking to people and say that, like, I'm recovering from my last relationship?
I choose to be transparent and open just because I'm like, I want someone who's going to be transparent and open with me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't want to walk into a situation and thinking something. And then it's like, remember that secret garden I was talking about?
Yeah.
It's fucked up. And then I'm like... Oh my gosh. Okay, this is what we're really dealing with. I'd rather like give me that choice. Let me see what we're really dealing with. So that's why I'm also like in this like slow down, like in reality terms, but emotionally or like mentally, like my head is like a kid in a fucking candy store right now. I'm just I'm so stimulated and like I'm being watered in areas that have been like
left dry.
Barren. Like, damn, I didn't even know.
I think that's the hard part when you go for so long being left dry or not stimulated in certain ways from a partner or from a man.
Yeah.
That when you finally get it, you're just so into it that you can kind of be blind to other things that may be red flags.
And
or
that is
things
why it's
that
like...
are like, I've already done this, and you feel really good, and you're making me feel really good, but this still isn't it.
Yeah. Right. That's not what I need
so it's
in
like,
my life.
That's hard,
that,
though.
That is hard.
I can't close myself off to the option or possibilities of, like, what else is out there, I feel. Because I've never been good with a roster. Like, my mom teases me because I have admirers.
I did last year.
I'm not juggling like men around. I don't have time. I don't have the energy.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh, I called your mom the wrong mom. Like,
I think
I'm
you
not
should just be
that.
Open to dating and not making anything exclusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's another person I'm talking to, and I'm actually like, they have no children. And well, he doesn't have a child, and I called him they.
I'm trying to figure out which one this is.
Are they watering you the same way?
Did we meet this one?
No.
Oh.
She's talking about she don't got a roster, but
she
this sounds like a
whole fucking
roster.
Because
Kyle's
lying. Because in my head, I'm thinking of
like two other people. So, y'all, don't let this girl fool you.
She has a roster.
I definitely don't have a roster.
But not everybody gets the same me. Then
I think you live in like 500 different worlds.
I really do.
Wait, the other day,
I've been getting some really interesting questions this round of dating in my life than I've ever gotten before. And I'm like, is this what's going out on the streets? Like,
what?
Okay, so before when I would like be dating or whatever, like polygamous, like polygamy families or polyandry, like poly families never really came up. Like all these guys now are like, are you bi, curious? Like what's going on? And I'm like, what? Like,
that's different.
You know, some men who like the children thing is a big factor where it's like, okay, you have kids, your baby daddy's out over there. Like, how does this work? And you're talking about you want to move overseas in your life. Like, tell me how this is actually all going to work. Like,
yeah.
Girl, you have a roster.
Oh. Whatever. Fuck it. I got a roster.
That girl's talking about all these men.
Girl.
I think you're so having
hard.
Fun.
I'm having Have fun. It's hard because like you deserve I don't. It. I do not like to give my Instagram out. Because like I want people to actually get to know me like right now and not like but be associated barely... with my like my world. So if I fuck with you, like you know, I invited somebody over for Easter. Y'all know that.
She did invite someone over for Easter.
Yeah. We were all shocked.
We were all looking at him.
I was shocked too. And then we were in beer pong and it was great. And I was like, fuck yeah, this was a good day for me. I don't
Zach
give a damn.
Turned around and said, who is this nigga in our house? Who is this man, Harpo?
Harpo, not who is this is? Man, Harpo?
Harpo, who is?
Yeah, I think I'm just right now just like.
I was like, I don't know, babe.
I'm having
fun. Don't know, babe. Don't talk to your sister-in-law.
I'm having
fun. I was
fun.
Sinking in my chair.
But no, there are some very serious men out there. There are some men who are like, what is your timeline? And I'm like. What's your timeline? Like, you know,
I think that the best thing that I've heard today, I've heard a lot of good things. I take that back because they're gonna be like, she's a bitch, she only said one thing. I think it was something that Shannon said throughout all of this of like dating and living and being mothers and figuring things out. You're at this place right now that you have figured out and you know what you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is amazing to Thank know you. Not only how yeah. beautiful you are, but internally what you guys deserve. And you guys both sound like you got your prayers. They're a little staggering. I mean, Kyle's a little scary.
Well, I'm also, like, in this land of, like,
you're
I'm
figuring,
still figuring
it out.
Out what
but I
exactly
think
I
that
want.
I feel like just realizing, to me, you have to realize what your worth is first.
Yes,
and
you
your
do.
Self-worth and your self-love and who you are away from all this other shit, away from all your other titles, away from all your job titles, all your mother
all
titles,
of it, yeah.
all your family titles. If you strip everything, who are you?
That's so real.
And what do you deserve? Mm-hmm. What do you think you deserve? And what are you putting out
what
to
does that
get
look
that?
Like?
What does that look like?
What does that look like? And I, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My man has to invest in me, too. That's what I want. I want a man who's going to invest. And not just, like, when I say invest, that's not just financially. Like, that's, like, mentally,
emotionally. No, I get it,
like,
yeah.
We're investing. We're building.
Kyle,
other.
I want you to go home.
And write my shit down.
And write it all down.
I have it written down.
I want you to write it all down.
Do you
want to
hear? Like, I have
no,
a lot of
No, I don't
want
to hear it right
no,
now.
Not
I
right
want,
now. Yeah, I would just, be like, oh, my gosh.
I remember mom told me
I
one day, go and write your list. And realize the further you get into your relationship, now the further you get into your marriage, look at how your list changes.
Yeah.
Or how things that at one point in your life and during a season were a priority to you, those things might shift and your number one might go down to number six. And your number six might go to number three. And it just might just, it will change. And if it's not changing, then reevaluate what you're doing because you change, you grow.
Exactly.
As a woman, you're growing.
All the time.
And if your mate hasn't figured out how to grow with you.
Just how to grow, period.
But God. I'm married, so I need you to grow with
We're
me.
Growing.
I need you to understand where I'm
Yeah,
where
or
I'm
you're
going to
get left over here, and I'm going to be over here. And as Kyle was saying, like, the alignment, like, your alignment is so important.
That
but
trajectory.
I think the first thing is just understanding what you deserve and realizing that just because something feels good in that moment
doesn't mean it's
doesn't
last
mean
forever.
That it's for you.
Yeah. Because
So,
I think
I guess I do have a roster. I know some of you guys might listen to this podcast episode, but just no.
You mean like the guy on your roster?
They always ask and I'm always like
Is that why you're turning red right now?
I know some of them
I
listen.
I definitely know the
Not
guy.
Not some, but like one of them listens, like faithfully has been.
Which one? Is it Tractor Man?
No.
I am out of my chair.
So to whoever is listening that may or may not be on Kyle's roster, what's up?
How you doing?
What's up?
No, but
are you watering your garden?
Here's the thing. You're dating. You're single.
You're
not
single.
Exclusive
you're not.
To anyone.
I
you're
know.
You're dating.
You don't have a ring on your finger.
Oh, it's
right.
Scary. Someone did give me a ring. Not on my finger. They gave me one of their rings. Yeah, it was like...
It was a diamond ring, too,
like,
girl.
Wear it on your neck or put it on a finger?
It was a chunky ring.
Is this... Which one is this?
The tractor.
Did you accept the ring?
I have it. Or he's getting a chain. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm out here having fun.
She about to make me scratch my ponytail off.
Bitch.
I'm dead.
I thought, what? Did we not remember Kyle talking about? I'm just going slow. I'm going so slow. Now she's talking about, he gave me a ring. What?
I'm sweating so hard.
I was waiting
right
for her to tell you that.
What does the ring symbolize?
Can I tell her?
Yeah, what did you get?
What does the ring symbolize?
Can I tell her what it symbolizes? This man wants to fucking marry her.
No.
How long have we been dating Tractor Man? Because I've only heard
long enough, no.
about said, him like
he said
a
this
few
ring
weeks.
Is symbolizing
this is an oath to like commitment. Like we're figuring things out and building.
Right. So if you accept that ring, you realize that that's like we're dating exclusively.
I know. I'm not having sex out here.
No. Like, I didn't say anything about sex, Kyle. I said if you accept a ring from somebody saying this is an oath to commitment, that's them basically being a grown man and saying you are my girlfriend. We are exclusive. You just did a whole podcast about the roster that you had. So
you went from I don't have a roster to
I think you should step back before you let this man give you a ring.
This all happened like last week and it's a lot. I'm processing.
I think you need to put the brakes
on. I keep telling
on.
Everyone my kids are still here. My kids are going to DC with their dad for the summer.
And now I'm scared because when they leave you're going to have too much free time.
No. And I keep telling them this is my current mission. Like this is what I need to get done. This is where I am in life. So
you're telling them.
Who? Him.
And the other him.
And the other him.
And then one more him.
And the other him.
She gonna throw in a her in a second.
There's no her this round, you guys. There's
not
no
this
her.
Round. I love
Kyle, it. I'm not kidding. Do not accept that man's ring until you are ready to be exclusive.
She accepted
and it does.
It.
I made an oath back.
Something's wrong with me.
Cancel the podcast.
Cancel the podcast.
No, I'm just teasing. I'm out here having a good time.
Did you accept the ring? Yes or no?
Can I show you?
Show me the ring. Did you accept the ring?
Yes, it's in my possession.
She's...
You just lied and
are
said
you okay
no,
if I
he's
show
getting
the picture?
It fixed.
No.
Can I show her the picture?
Yeah, you can.
How are you going to accept this man's oath and you just said I'm not exclusive?
I didn't say I'm not exclusive.
You did.
I didn't say I was or
I
wasn't.
That's interesting.
It's interesting.
It's not really
it's
your
not
style.
It's
no,
not
it
her
isn't.
Style.
Okay.
It's still, nothing has like gone down.
Kyle, this has gone down. What do you mean nothing has gone down?
I love
this man you. Just gave you a fat ass ring and you're talking about nothing has gone
Steve,
down.
That is not a new ring. That is one of his old rings. That's nice and very much appreciated.
Right, but I
and
really think that in his head
commitment to us like
yes,
building and getting
no,
to know each other.
That is
right
a commitment
now.
To each other.
Okay.
It's okay, Kyle.
Take a second and realize what you're doing. Take a second. Realize what you're doing, what you're accepting into your life.
Saying, hold on. He's like, girl, you acted skeptical. And I'm like, yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Because how long have you guys been dating?
Not long enough.
It is crazy.
Not long enough. But like
hey,
when
I'm
I say
all for
like
fast love, but that's
am
only
if
you're
it's like
if you're just
it.
As into it and
oh no when I like when it's there it's there it's like ooh like it's on and like
the connection
right.
is,
the
there,
connection is there and I was for a while I was nervous
because
I was like oh my gosh what if I'm building this connection with this person and like when we're in front of each other it's like I feel nothing.
But that's not the case.
That's not the case at all. Like,
you could just feel like you're melting into somebody.
Yeah, I just think that before you start accepting things like rings, which could be somebody's
true.
And
you know, I don't accept things from people.
But my thing is just like you can.
Shy's in sister mode.
That person is genuinely committed. You just told us about your goddamn roster. Like,
I know. Well, I'm not like, he's the only person I've like, I'm actually seeing in person. Like, I don't, the other people are just like, okay, bye.
Other people are what, pen pals?
No, they're not like pen pals. Yeah. No, but I've also been like busy working. Like, it's like, you know, you get in where you can fit in.
I love you, Kyle, so much. I love you.
I think we should stop because I think you're digging yourself in a hole.
Nah, I just gotta keep them guessing.
But I liked where Cheyenne was going before we went into this. I think
I'll give you guys an update in
on the ring
a few weeks.
Yes, you know, we'll come back.
Give
to
that
this.
Man that ring back and say, I think that you should hold on to this while we continue to build.
We can still have an oath to each other.
An oath is basically he's walking around saying he has a girlfriend. That's exclusive.
Are you walking around saying I have a boyfriend?
I'm seeing someone.
Your man. Can somebody play the tape? Can somebody rewind and play the tape? I can't wait for somebody to play this goddamn tape from the beginning. Travis! Play the tape. Are we all in the same room? Did we all hear the same conversation?
Okay, did you ever see that show?
Don't Deflect.
The Spike Lee movie where she invited them all over for dinner.
Do you want to do
Thanksgiving?
That?
I've thought about doing that before.
You just want all of the guys that you're talking like, to. Who wants me more?
Duke it out.
Fight right now.
Fight for my ass.
Fight to the death.
Fight to the death. How much you want me?
Whoever's
show me.
Still alive. You win me.
That's what you want to do?
I'm like, what kind of houses do you like? What kind of houses do you like? What kind of houses do you like? Oh, cool. We're both on number four. Bet. Just kidding. But some of the conversations are like that.
I don't think you're kidding.
No, I said some of them. Oh. Like, I'm just like, I'm literally like, Kyle lives in my own world.
A lot of different lives, okay?
Yeah.
I just would like everyone to know that. And I'm not saying that in like a mean way.
No.
Because she knows it.
I honestly feel like I live in, I've said it before, like a multiverse where it's
I think you do.
These are my little worlds.
I don't think you're here.
And I think that's the hardest thing for me because I'm like, how do I bring everything?
I'm leaving.
How do I bring everything to one space?
I'm going home. I'm going home to my one world. I'm going home.
And that's
you
also
let me
part
know
of it.
If you're tapped into my world today.
I am. I've had too many worlds where like, no, now I'm like, I actually want
what
to
happens
have a,
when the worlds collide?
I want a
ooh, that's a good question.
They are she stops, all still she done, like, respectfully, where some of them know about each other. Like, I've had conversations.
Does Tractor Man know that you're pen-palling or talking to other men? Because I'm going to say no.
Let him know that I was
oh, you're going to let him know.
You're going to
no,
let him know.
I told him I was dating, but then, damn it, he was like, nah, you mine.
And then he gave you a ring with an oath to commitment to each other.
Okay, I'm yours.
Guys, it's only been a few days. I'm still fresh in this.
I only just gave my oath a week ago. I didn't say oath starts now. I just said, I didn't say the oath starts right
but
now.
Like, when is later?
The oath look starts like? In 2 weeks.
We don't live together. We haven't, like, it's still freshly new.
How
like,
far does he live from you?
Like an hour.
Why are you smiling so hard?
That's her man.
How far does he live from me?
Further. He's the opposite direction of you.
Okay, yeah. This is...
What
this
opposite is... direction? In my direction hurt more.
Past you.
This sounds far.
Yeah.
This sounds far.
I think we all learned a lot today, guys.
Yes. Ooh.
Are we doing words of advice and WTFs?
I think you are my WTF. I can't even lie. Because what the fuck? I just genuinely want you, when this comes out on Monday, I want you to listen to it. It, all by yourself with no distractions. I just want
to
hear you.
I will be able listen to my kids will be gone
from the beginning to the end. All right, I just want to make sure you listen to it from the beginning to the end,
guys. I think I'm still embracing like what I've been asking for, and I'm just like, oh, it's here, and I'm like, it's a lot.
You don't. It's coming at different ways.
It's coming like really fast.
I need to put a face to this ring. Can we pull up a picture before we do WTFs? And advice, can you just pull up a picture? I just want to see who we're talking about. I saw the Easter man. I've seen the other man. I just want to see what this man looks like.
The other man was not a dating man.
What other man? What other man was not a dating man? Girl, you confusing my fucking brain.
I just want to see Tractor Man. And
oh, you know what? There's the one thing that I don't. Here, I'm going to send you a picture.
Oh,
hold on. With Tractor Man, y'all, it's like the one thing I truly, really love, pretty teeth.
And I wouldn't say that right now.
He doesn't have pretty teeth.
You sure he doesn't listen to this?
His teeth look nice. But no. This is also, like, a picture that looks like it was taken on, like, an Android 10 years ago. This is the only picture you have?
Let me see.
No, I have more pictures.
This is, like, a selfie. Y'all, the angle is, like, he's either laying on the bed and taking it from above, or he took it from down below, and it looks like it was taken on, like, a Razer phone from...
Not a Razer
2006.
Phone.
Kyle, yeah. Why are you sending this picture? You know you got a cuter picture.
I'm sending them to you.
Okay, there we go. There's a picture from the front.
Front, back, side to side.
All right, everybody.
I need to see the other picture.
I just want everybody to say quick prayer for my good sister. Just wherever you're at right now, this is my... I'm going to take this time right here, count it as my WTF/advice. I just want everybody to
and
stop.
And mind you, when she...
I just want everybody to stop wherever you're at. Wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, I just want you to close your eyes and just lift your hands.
She's adding to her roster. She said, do you have a friend to
close
refer?
Close your eyes and just lift your hands and signal good vibes to Kyle Lynn. We're all going to pray for her in this moment. We're going to pray for clarity, okay? We're going to pray for resilience. We're going to pray for her 500 worlds. We're going to pray... We're just gonna pray for her right now, wherever you're at. Just stop what you're doing and pray, okay? That's all I'm gonna say.
Why she has her hands up?
We She's need to really just stop and pray for her.
My prayers.
Yes, thank you, God.
I love you too.
Amen.
Amen. Kylan, you are one of my top three favorite people in the whole wide world. I just want to tell you that.
I will keep everyone guessing. And then guess what? I'll pop up.
I never expected that. I just can't.
I'll pop up married one day to someone completely fresh and new. And they'll be like,
are you going to return the ring?
I was actually thinking about that today. I was thinking about that the other day. I said, Kyle's going to fuck around and get married before me just because... This fucking roster and the way she moves, I just feel like...
Why should be the opposite of this?
No.
She's not gonna... She told me. No. She's like, y'all like them light-skinned men.
I wasn't going that way.
Oh.
No. Oh.
Like a woman?
I wasn't going that way either. Oh. I'm just gonna keep my thoughts to myself. Shannon, do you have a WTF or advice for this
Nana
week?
Nana says that I just need to find a billionaire and that's the only way I'm ever gonna be happy or satisfied in life. And I'm like, what does that mean?
I'm not gonna tell you what they say behind your back. Anyway,
Nana,
Nana and Mom, can you, Shannon,
can you go?
Can you go?
I have a WTF. What's my WTF?
This isn't it? No. That ring isn't it?
No, now I'm thinking about it. It's a lot. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
you're crazy.
I know. And I let them know. I'm like, hey, oh, wild card.
Like I said, pray for her. Okay.
Shut it. Afterwards, it's going to be like, Kyle.
What? And that's going to be my response.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I did nothing.
I mean, I'm not married.
Okay, Kyle.
And that's my line.
Okay.
What's your got, Shannon?
Kyle, do you have a WTF? I heard you said you had a WTF.
Yeah, it was about Boz and Zach.
Go ahead.
I had a very Boz-Zach-filled weekend. The other night, Boz was watching a movie. It was a basketball movie, and he was like, hey, Mom, can you put that basketball movie back on? I was like, yeah. And then he was like, what's this movie called again? And I said, White Men Can't Jump. And he was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, yeah. And then I started to use the bathroom, and then he was like, hey, Mom, like, Zach can't jump? And I was like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, Zach can't jump? And I was like, yeah, Zach can jump. And he looked at the screen and was like, what do you mean? I was like, and then I said, oh, I said, do you think Zach's white, baby? And he said, I mean, he looks like it.
Damn.
And I was like, I said, no, Zach's black. And he said, oh, so Zach can jump. But I was like, oh my God, this, the movie title one was too much for my child, and I maybe shouldn't have told him the movie the title.
Yeah, that's
and
funny.
Then it was him thinking that Zach was white and couldn't jump. Yeah, and I was it was him asking like, "Dang, Zach can't jump." Then I was like, "Who else do you think is white?" We started to have this whole conversation of like how black comes in all these different shades.
I love
and
that.
Just like the beauties of black, but it was funny because for a second he was like,
"Hold on,
Zach can't jump." Like he was concerned. So that was my first little Zach Boz moment. And then last night, you know, the boys are leaving soon. The family wants to spend time with the boys. Zach, I was going to take Boz to the movies to go see Spider-Man. Zach heard, and then he was like, he was excited. So it was like, do you want to take him? And it was great. So they went to the movies. Once they got back, Boz, we were getting in bed. Boz was like, oh, my stomach hurts. I feel like I'm going to vomit or I'm going to puke. And I was like, oh, well, do you need to go to the bathroom? He was like, no, I'm okay. So I laid a towel under him. And then I'm walking upstairs to Cheyenne and Zach to go laugh and be like, oh, haha, like, what happened with Boz? Like, he's talking about I got to puke. And at that time, Zach is telling Cheyenne all of this stuff that Boz had at the movie theaters. Popcorn, sour candy belts, a Coke Slurpee. And now he's just... cracking up. And I'm
Zach
like,
is like, Boz is a child. Like, he's a real child. And then he had the gummy worms and he was trying to pretend that he had braces on. So then he's like, Boz, just eat it. Then he says, I turn around. He ate the whole bag. And I'm like, oh, shit, his stomach about to hurt. But then he said, at that point, I just had to commit.
Yeah. Like, it was done.
It was done, but we were crying.
Yeah, we were cracking up, and as he's telling the story, I'll over here and I see Boz going, Mom, I did it. I did it.
Poor baby.
And it was like a little cute pile, but he's never had those like sour gummy worm things at the movies. Usually
he was living his best life.
Yeah, I wanted to say, bro, Zach, you like, broke all the have rules. Fun. He only gets chocolate if you're going to do candy. Like, he broke it all. And he. I was like,
candy
bro,
rules?
Why didn't you? Yeah, I have candy rolls. I was like, why didn't you say anything? He was like, you weren't there. Like,
Zach does not have candy
Zach
rolls.
Zach was like, oh, I'm taking nephew to the movies. I don't care.
He said they had a good time, so he didn't care.
Yeah. It wasn't really a WTF. It was actually a good time, but it was funny.
I have a WTF.
What happened,
Shannon? So me and Parker went to go see Spider-Man. We were having the best time. All of a sudden, the fucking lights went on and the sirens went off.
Oh.
And they said, evacuate, evacuate. Go to your nearest. There's an emergency outside the theater. Go to your nearest exit. And my life flashed before me. And I thought I was about to die. It was the most horrible, what the fuck is happening
were
moment.
Were people, like,
in
running
my life.
Frantic?
Yes, girl.
So what was the problem?
Nothing. We got outside. Everyone's world was normal. Our world, everyone in the theaters were just panicking. We got outside and the stupid guy that was checking it was, oh my God, it was just a false alarm. I'm like, I must have went off on him. I said, no, sir. You don't do that to families so that have kids. One, I fucking snatched my kid up so fucking fast. I
Yeah, don't know what I was. Because you automatically go, worst case scenario. Yes, where's the shooter?
Yes.
And where's the bomb?
The world so we live lately. In. The world we live in.
You can't put you it past it.
You don't put, not. I don't put nothing past it. Yeah. That's like my worst nightmare. So when I got outside, I wanted to pop off. I'm like, fuck that. No. He was like, we're not giving refunds. I said, nah. You're about to give me a refund. We got a refund. Because then a little girl came walking by and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Here, do you guys want refunds and or tickets? Yeah. Like, I want it all. Whatever you can give me, give it to me. Because I'm like, you see my kid over here crying, panicking. His Parker's heart was going by so fast. I had to tell him, I'm like, Papa, breathe, breathe, breathe. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my WTF.
That's scary. Well, I mean, I'm glad that it was a false alarm and there was not going anything going on, but that's still really scary.
But I went into that shock of, fuck, what am I going to do when I go? Like, I didn't know what door to exit. I was like, fuck, what do I do if there is a shooter? How do I navigate this?
Yeah.
It was just all the thoughts.
And it's like, do I go the direction of everyone? Do I find a side
literally,
door?
Literally, so Parker yelled at me because it was one of the, when I was, we ran out, I stood for a second. He's like, Mom, go! And I'm like, fuck, go! Whatever you say!
Not Parker telling you to go.
He was mad. He's like, girl, there's no decision making.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we got out, they wanted to act real normal. So I had to do little Shannon pop off. And I'm like, nah.
Well, I'm just happy that there was actually nothing.
There wasn't nothing.
You guys did get your refund.
We were able, we got refunded. We were able to enjoy the rest of our day. I was able to calm him down because then I had to buy a birthday present that day. So then, you know, I got Parker something and he told me after, he was like, thank you, Mommy, for making this the best, like making the situation way better. He gave me the hugest hug. Aww. And I knew it was so genuine because he was so in like shock.
Yeah. Felt his fear.
But once, you know, I calmed him down and we, you know, did what he wanted to do, he was like, thank you, Mom. You made it so much better.
Oh, good. So it turned around.
It turned around.
All right, we have to go. Because it's time.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. Yeah. This was definitely eye-opening. I'm sure it's gonna be eye-opening for you guys also. It was definitely eye-opening for me. I hope that everybody has a fantastic week. Don't forget about the prayer, okay, that we're going to all speak on to Kyle. Don't forget to follow us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, share us. And don't forget to tell your crew about our crew. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
Thanks, y'all.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.